please.
Except number one, the Ari, Tree of Life, part one. Behold, that before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, the upper simple light had filled the whole existence. And there was no vacancy such as an empty air, a hollow, but it was all filled with that simple, boundless light. And there was no such part as Rosh or Sof, but everything was one simple light, balanced evenly and equally, and it was called the light of Ensof. And when upon his simple will came the desire to create the worlds and to emanate the emanations, to bring the light, the perfection of his deeds, his names, his appellations, which was the cause of the creation of the worlds, then Ensof restricted himself in this middle point, precisely at the center, and he restricted that light and drew far off to the sides around that middle point. And there remained an empty space, an empty air, a vacuum, precisely from the middle point. And that restriction was equally around that empty middle point. So that space was evenly circled around it. And after the restriction, when the vacant space remained empty, precisely in the middle of the light of Ensof, a place was formed where the emanations, the creations, formations, and actions might reside. Then, from the light of Ensof, a single line hung down from above, lowered into that space. And through that line he emanated, created, formed, and made all the worlds. Prior to these four worlds, there was one light of Ensof, whose name is One, in wondrous hidden unity. And even in the angels closest to him, there is no force and no attainment in the En Sof. And there is no mind of a created, there is no mind of the created being that could attain him, for he has no place, no boundary, and no name. Except number two, from Tree of Life, intro of Maruchu. In every generation where there are people, a selected few, that had the Holy Spirit dwell among them, and Eliah was one of them, he was revealed to them and he taught them the hidden wisdom. And in every generation, his Chesed went with us, and it shone upon us by the remains of the Creator calling in each generation, in our generation as well, the Creator of the first and the last, and he brought to his country, and he had mercy on his people, and he was the sacred who came down from the heavens. This great Hasid rabbi, my teacher and rabbi, Yitzchak Luria, which is filled with Torah in Mishnah and Talmud, and in the matter of Bereshit, aware of Ilanot, of Ofot, of the angels, well aware of the wisdom of the Parzuf, known as Rashbi, knows of all the deeds of human beings that have done and that are destined to do, knows of the thoughts of human beings before they will be executed from potential to practice, knows all the futures and all the presence of all the land and what has been destined from above. He knows the wisdom of reincarnation, what is new and what is old, and where is that man, in what place is dependent on the upper and on the first lower Adam. He watches and views in his eyes the souls of the first and last righteous, and he engages with them with the wisdom of truth. And all of the mentioned wisdom for him were simply available to him whenever he wanted, without needing to delve into them. And his eyes will see it, and other things were not heard in all the land from the days of Rashbi until our day. And all of this was attained from himself due to his Hasidism after engaging for many days with new books and old ones in this wisdom, and to them he added Hasidut and the pureness of sanctity, and that brought him to Eliyahu HaNavi, to Elijah, which was revealed to him always and speaks with him mouth to mouth and taught him this wisdom.
We come to it through that. Next.
Excerpt number 3, Bala Sulam, introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot. It's also in the writings of Bala Sulam on page 139. Item 8. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning, as we have said above. Each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his Torah and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Indeed, that godly man, our Rav Isaac Luria, troubled and provided us the fullest measure. He did wondrously more than his predecessors. And if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel. There are not enough words to measure his holy work in our favor. The doors of attainment were locked and bolted, and he came and opened them for us. Thus, all who wish to enter the king's palace need only purity and sanctity, and to go and bathe and shave their hair and wear clean clothes to properly stand before the sublime kingship. You find a 38-year-old who subdued with his wisdom all his predecessors through the genius and through all times. All the elders of the land, the gallant shepherds, friends and disciples of the godly sage, the Ramak, stood before him as disciples before a Rav. All the sages of the generations following them to this day, none missing, have abandoned all the books and compositions that precede him. The Kabbalah of the Ramak, the Kabbalah of the First, and the Kabbalah of the Gionim, blessed be the memory of them all. They have attached their spiritual life entirely and solely to his holy wisdom. Naturally, it is not without merit that a total victory is awarded, as this young in years father of wisdom has. Alas, the devil's work succeeded, and obstacles were placed along the path of expansion of his wisdom into a holy nation, and only very few have begun to conquer them. This was so primarily because the words were written by heresy, as he had interpreted the wisdom day by day before his disciples, who were already elderly and with great proficiency in the Zohar and the Tikkunim, the corrections. In most cases, his holy sayings were arranged according to the profound questions that they had asked him, each according to his own interest. For this reason, he did not convey the wisdom in a suitable order, as with compositions that preceded him. We find in the texts that the Ari himself had wished to bring the issues in order. In that regard, see the beginning of the saying of Rashbi in the interpretation of to the Idra Zutra, in a short introduction by Rav Chaim Vital. There is also the short time of his teaching, since his entire time of his seminary was some 17 months, as it says in the Gate to Reincarnations, since he arrived in Safad from Egypt soon before Passover in the year 1571, and at that time, Rav Chaim Vital was 29 years of age, and in July 1572, on the eve of Shabbat, the beginning of the month of Av, he fell ill, and on Tuesday, 5th of Av, on the following week, he passed away. It is also written in the Gate to Reincarnations that upon his demise, he ordered Rav Chaim Vital to not teach the wisdom to others and permitted him to study only by himself and in a whisper. The rest of the friends were forbidden to engage in it altogether, because he said that they did not understand the wisdom properly. This is the reason why Rav Chaim Vital did not arrange the texts at all and left them unorganized. Naturally, he did not explain the connections between the matters, so it would not be as teaching others. This is the reason we find such great caution on his part, as is known to those proficient in the writings of Ari. The arrangements found in the writings of the Ari were arranged and organized by a third generation in three times and by three compilers. The first compiler was the sage Mahari Tzemach. He lived at the same time of Mahara Azulai, who passed away in the year 1644. A large portion of the texts came by him, and he arranged many books from them. The most important among them is the book Adam Yashar, in which he collected the root and the essential teachings that were at his disposal. However, some of the books that this Rav had compiled were lost. In the introduction to his book, Kol Barama, he presents all the books that he had compiled. The second compiler is his disciple, Maharam Paprish. He did more than his Rav, since some of the books that were held by the sage Maharash Vital came by his hands, and he compiled many books. The most important among them are the books Etz HaChaim, the Tree of Life, and Pri Etz HaChaim, Fruit of the Tree of Life. They contain the entire scope of the wisdom in its fullest sense. The third compiler was the sage Maharash Vital, the son of Moharar Chaim Vital. He was a great and renowned sage. He compiled the famous eight gates from the patrimony his father had left him. Thus we see that each of the compilers did not have the complete writings, and it heavily burdened the arrangement of the issues, which are unsuitable for those without true proficiency in the Zohar and the Tikkunim. Hence, few are those who ascend. In return for that, we are privileged by him to have been rewarded with the spirit of the Baal Shem Tov, whose greatness and sanctity are beyond any word and utterance. He was not gazed upon and will not be gazed upon except by those worthy that had served under his light, and they too only intermittingly, each according to what he received in his heart. It is true that the light of his Torah and holy wisdom are built primarily on the holy foundations of the Ari. However, they are not similar at all. I shall explain this with an allegory of a person who is drowning in the river, rising and sinking as drowning people do. Sometimes only the hair is visible, and then a counsel is sought to catch him by his head. Other times his body appears as well, and then a counsel is sought to catch him from opposite his heart. So is the matter before us. After Israel has drowned in the evil waters of the exile in the nations, from then until now, they rise and fall, and not all times are the same. At the time of the Ari, only the head was visible. Hence the Ari had troubled in our favor to save us through the mind. At the time of the Baal Shem Tov, there was relief. Hence it was a blessing for us to save us from opposite our hearts, and that was a great and true salvation for us. And for our many sins, the wheel has been turned over again in our generation, and we have declined tremendously, as though from the zenith to the nadir. In addition, there is the collision of the nations, which has confused the entire world. The needs have increased, and the mind grew short and corrupted in the filth of materialism, which apprehends the lead. Servants ride horses, and ministers walk on the earth, and everything that is said in our study in the above-mentioned Masechet Sotah has come true for us for our many sins. And again, the iron wall has been erected, even on this great light of the Baal Shem Tov, which we have said illuminated as far as the establishment of our complete redemption. And the wise at heart did not believe in the possibility that a generation would come where they could not see by his light. Now, our eyes have darkened, we've been robbed of good, and when I saw that, I said, it is time to act. Thus, I have come to open widely the gates of the light of the Ari. For he is indeed capable and fit for our generation too, and two are better than one.
Next.
Except number 4, Shamati 102, and you shall take you the fruit of godly trees. The Holy Ari, being the Messiah, son of Joseph, this is why he could reveal such wisdom, since he had permission from the revealed world.
Next.
Except number 5, disclosing a portion covering 2, Baal HaSulam. Explaining the matters in the wisdom of truth is not dependent whatsoever upon the greatness or the smallness of the Kabbalist sage. Rather, it is about the illumination of a soul dedicated to this. The illumination of this soul is considered giving permission from above to disclose the higher wisdom. We therefore learn that one who has not been rewarded with this permission must not make clarifications in this wisdom, and he cannot clothe the subtle matters in their suitable words in a way that will not fail the student. For this reason, we did not find a single book in the wisdom of truth that precedes Rashbi's The Book of Zohar, since all the books in the wisdom prior to his are not categorized as interpretations of the wisdom. Instead, they are mere intimations without any order of cause and consequence as it is known to those who find knowledge, thus far understanding his words. I should add, as I had received from books and from authors, that since the time of Rashbi and his students, the authors of the Zohar, until the time of the Ari, there were not a single writer who understood the words of the Zohar and the Tikkunim like the Ari. And all the compositions before his time are mere inklings in this wisdom, including the books of the sage Ramak. And the same words that were said about the Rashbi should be said about the Ari himself, that his predecessors were not given permission from above to disclose the interpretations of the wisdom, and that he was given that permission, and also that he does not distinguish any greatness or smallness at all, since it is possible that the virtue of his formers was much greater than the Ari's, but they were not given permission for it at all. For this reason, they refrained from writing commentaries that relate to the actual wisdom, but settled for brief intimations that were not in any way linked to one another. For this reason, since the books of the Ari appeared in the world, all who study the wisdom of Kabbalah have left their hands from all the books of the Ramak, and all the first and the great ones that preceded the Ari, as it is known among those who engage in the wisdom. They have attached their spiritual lives solely to the writing of the Ari, in a way that the essential books considered proper interpretations of this wisdom are only the Book of Zohar, the Tikkunim, and following them, the books of the Ari.
Shilot.
Excerpt number 6 from the book, The Complete Book of Covenant by Rabbi Pinchas Eliyahu Horovitz. You should surely know that not as in the early generations and the old days, the generations that were in the fifth millennium in those days, because in those days the gates of wisdom were shut and locked, and for this reason there were only a few Kabbalists. Not so in the sixth millennium, in which the gates of light were opened, the gates of mercy, because it is near the end of days, and the joy of mitzvah and great contentment. And now is the time that the Creator has favored to proclaim the honor and greatness of His kingdom forever and ever, particularly now that all the holy writings of the Ari have been published, who opened to us the gates of light that were shut and sealed with 1,000 chains from the beginning of time. And all his words are words of the living God, according to the prophet Elijah. And by his permission, he revealed what was revealed, so that now we have no obstacle and no danger as in a real revelation.
Next.
Excerpt number 7 from letter 38 by Baal HaSulam. I heard from the Admor of Kalshin that previously one had to first obtain all 7 external teachings called the 7 maidens that serve the king's daughter, as well as terrible mortifications. And yet, not many gained favor in the eyes of the Creator. But since we have been rewarded with the studies of the Ari and the work ways of the Baal Shem Tov, it is truly possible for anyone, and the above preparations are no longer necessary.
This means forces. Next.
Excerpt number 9 by Rabbi Ishaq Sprin of Komarno. the Hall of Blessings. In this last generation, whoever is not engaged in the Book of Zohar, Tikkunim, and the writings of the Ari, which are real life for the soul, should know for sure that the Torah that he is engaged in is from the lips outwards. It's just lip service, and has no life, no portion of life.
Next.
Excerpt number 10 from the Gate of Incarnations by the Malchut Chaim Vital. The Ari warned me and all the friends that were together with us to take upon ourselves the commandment of do concerning love your friend as yourself and aim to love everyone as his own soul, since by this his prayer will be included with all of Israel, and rise to make correction above. And particularly in regards to our love of friends, each one must incorporate himself as if he is one of the organs of his friends. And he greatly cautioned me concerning this matter.
Next.
Excerpt 11. From Praises of the Ari. The Ari has...
Well, this is interesting again.
The Ari quarantined these 10 friends and installed rooms for women and children in that courtyard of the house of the quarantine itself. And after 5 months, a quarrel befell the women on the eve of Shabbat. And the women told about it to their husbands. And it continued until the friends started to fight. And the Ari was always warning them on love and brotherhood, that they would be made only around on love and peace and brotherhood. And that day they transgressed his words with their many transgressions. And that evening, he came out with the friends to receive the Shabbat, and he returned to the synagogue angry, and he sat during the prayer, and the Rahu, when he saw him in that style, he was alarmed because it wasn't his custom to do so. And after they finished the prayer, the Malchut went to him and told him, Rabbi, why did we see all this time of the prayer in such indifference and bitterness? The Ari told him, because I saw some when I went to receive the Shabbat. He also mentioned this verse, you too and your kings will perish. From here we will see that our fate was sealed in our many transgressions, and it wasn't sealed but because of this quarrel that took place between the friends, that as long as there were peace between them, there was no place to slander against them, to speak badly against them. And this was in that time that happened between the friends, that as long as there were that year that he was taken to the yeshiva up above, and also the 5 friends with him continue. Excerpt number 12 from letter 39 by Baal HaSulam. At the time of his passing, Rav Chaim Vital was not at his side, the Ari's. And these are his words verbatim. Rav Yitzchak HaKohen told me that at the time of my teacher's passing, when I came out of his room, he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, entered and cried before him, saying, is this the hope that we all hoped in your life, to see great good, Torah, and wisdom in the world? He replied to him, if I found even one complete righteous among you, I would not be taken away prematurely. While saying it, he asked about me, Chaim Vital, and he said, where did Chaim go? Has he left me at such a time? and he was very saddened. He understood from his words that he had some secret to pass on to me. So he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said to him, "What shall we do from now on?" And the Ari replied, "Tell the friends on my behalf that from this day on they will not engage at all in this wisdom that I taught, for they did not understand it properly. And only Rav Chaim Vital shall engage in it alone, in a whisper and in hiding." And Rav Yitzchak HaKohen said, "But is there no hope at all?" He said, "If you merit, I will come to you and teach you." And he replied to him, "How will you come and teach us if you are now departing from this world?" He replied, "You have no knowledge of the concealed, of how my coming to you will be." And he promptly passed away. Excerpt number 13 from the book The Toldot Ha'ari. One day, on the eve of Shabbat, the Holy Ari went with a friend to receive the Shabbat as his custom. And he said to the friends, "Let us now go to Jerusalem, and I know where is the ashes of a red cow buried, concealed, and we will spread it on us and purify ourselves from the impurity of the dead, and we will build a temple and we will make sacrifice for the Shabbat, because I see that this time is a true and it's true time of redemption." Some of the friends said, "How can we go to Jerusalem at this time, and it is more than 100 kilometers away from us?" And some of them said, "It is good, we are ready to go with you. Rather, we will go first and inform our wives about it, so they would not worry about us, and then we can go." So the Rav cried out and said, "How the accusation of Satan canceled the redemption of Israel? I testify by the heaven and earth that from the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to this day, the time was not qualified for redemption as this time. And if you were to admit this, we would have our temple and all of Israel would assemble into Jerusalem. And now the time has passed and Israel have went into exile again." And as the friends heard these things, they regretted what they've done, but it didn't do them any good.
Next.
Excerpt number 14 by Baal Sulam, letter 39. "I know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has never been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to the fullest, as it was easier to attain a mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method, in which many hands fiddled, from the one who heard them through the first and the first writer to the last compilers, while they still did not attain the matters as they are in their upper root. Thus, each one inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I have been rewarded with conceiving the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but by a higher will. And it is beyond me, too, why I have been chosen for this wonderful soul, which no one has been granted from his passing until today. And I cannot elaborate on this matter, because it is not my way to discuss wondrous things."
Well, the Ari. Next.
Excerpt 15 from The Teaching of Kabbalah and Its Purpose by Baal HaSulam. "I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose. For until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And I, too, have sworn by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the students before me. However, this oath and this prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation back to the prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would cause much harm for reasons known only to us. Yet the way in which I engage in my books is permitted. Moreover, I've been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters.
Excerpt number 16 from the introduction to the Book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam. Because faith has diminished in general, and faith in the holiness or the upper holiness of the sages of the generation specifically, and the Book of Kabbalah and Zohar are full of corporeal allegories, hence fear fell over each and every one that his reward might turn out being his loss. Because, God forbid, might one fail with a statue and an image. And this is what provoked me to create a sufficient interpretation over the books of the Ari, and now also over the Holy Zohar. And I remove this fear completely, because I have interpreted and proven the spiritual lesson of each and every one, which is abstract of any corporeal imagination, above place and above time, as the readers will be able to see, in order to enable the masses of the House of Israel to study the Book of Zohar, and to warm up to its holy light.